Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewajong. Our text for reflection is Judges chapter 6, verse 33 to 40. Judges 6, 33 to 40. Soon afterward, the armies of Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east formed an alliance against Israel and crossed the Jordan, camping in the valley of Jezreel. Then the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon with power. He blew a ram's horn as a call to arms, and the men of the clan of Abiezer came to him. He also sent messengers throughout Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, summoning their warriors, and all of them responded. Then Gideon said to God, "If you are truly going to use me to rescue Israel as you promised, prove it to me in this way. I will put a wool fleece on the threshing floor tonight. If the fleece is wet with dew in the morning, but the ground is dry, then I will know that you are going to help me rescue Israel as you promised." And that is just what happened. When Gideon got up early the next morning, he squeezed the fleece and wrung out a whole bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Please don't be angry with me, but let me make one more request. Let me use the fleece for one more test. This time let the fleece remain dry while the ground around it is wet with dew." So that night God did as Gideon asked. The fleece was dry in the morning, but the ground was covered with dew. My theme for reflection is faith in the fog, trusting when you are not sure. Faith in the fog, trusting when you are not sure. It is funny how we often assume God only uses the bold and the brilliant. We picture faith as a spotlight moment, like someone confidently stepping onto a stage with perfect clarity about their purpose. But sometimes faith feels more like stumbling forward in the fog, with one eye open and the other squinting. Gideon's story in Judges 6, 33 to 40 proves that you don't have to start fearless to be faithful. You just need to start. At this point in the story, Gideon is no spiritual superhero. He has already questioned God's call once, and now, with the Midianites and Amalekites descending like a swarm of locusts, he is doubting again. But he doesn't walk away, he leans in. In one of the most memorable gestures of hesitant faith in Scripture, Gideon lays out a fleece. Twice, and twice God answers. The problem Gideon faces is not just the physical threat of an invading army, but the internal battle of believing he is truly called. His family is unimpressive, his resume non-existent, and his self-confidence at ground level. Yet God has already clothed him with his spirit, rallied troops to him, and affirmed his presence. Still, Gideon asks, "Lord, if you are really going to do this, please show me again." It is easy to scoff at Gideon's repeated need for reassurance. But what if instead of reading it as weakness, we saw it as a picture of honest faith? As N.T. Wright puts it, faith is not the absence of doubt, but the decision to trust in spite of it. Gideon's questions don't disqualify him. They become the very ground where trust takes root. God does not shame Gideon for asking. He answers with mercy and patience, meeting him in his insecurity and slowly shaping him into a leader who can carry out the mission. We live in a world where we often feel pressured to project confidence, even when we are confused or anxious. But God invites us into a different kind of journey, one where our courage grows in stages, not in leaps. One where we can bring our fleeces and fears and still be led forward by grace. This passage reminds us that the Spirit of God does not only call the ready, but equips the willing. Gideon was not bold because he had all the answers. He was bold because he took his uncertainty to God again and again. And in doing so, God warmed him up for something far greater than he imagined. So what about us? Are we waiting to feel ready before we obey? Are we asking for clarity when God is calling us to trust? Like Gideon, we may be unsure, hesitant, or even scared. But if we move forward with what we know, if we keep showing up, asking, listening, God will turn us away. God will not turn us away, sorry. He will meet us in our fog, not with condemnation, but with presence and power. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you waiting for more certainty before taking a step of faith? Number two, how might God be inviting you to bring your doubts honestly to Him instead of hiding them? And now our practical exercise. Write down one area of your life where you feel unsure or unqualified. Then in prayer, surrender it to God. Ask Him to meet you with assurance, strength, and direction. As a symbolic act, fold that note and place it under your Bible as a reminder that your doubts are beneath God's word, not above it. God of patience and power, thank you for meeting us in our weakness and not waiting for us to have it all together. Like Gideon, we come with our questions and fears. Teach us to trust you in the fog, to step forward even when we are unsure, and to be open to your Spirit's leading. Empower us with courage not born of ourselves, but of your presence. Strengthen our faith and shape our lives to reflect your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.